Game night coming up on Friday night for the Milan Wildcats. They host the Mark Twain Tigers in a 7 o'clock kickoff from Cal Hubbard Field. Milan looking to go 2-0 before they hit the Grand River Conference slate next week. We're joined here for our weekly chat with head coach John Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Coach, congrats on the win last week.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
As far as the game win, I talked to Coach Wallace about it earlier today. Plattsburgh did some good things here and there, but you had a couple of really big fourth down conversions, and your running game was pretty consistently good.
Yeah, we had a couple fourth downs, and we were able to continue to keep drives going on third down, too. And, I mean, that's just football. You know, you've got to sustain drives, and we were able to do that. And we also were, you know, able to take care of the ball as well. So, our defense was opportunistic as well and gave us a short field, and we were able to capitalize on that. And just kind of how the game's played out.
Were you just kind of able to grind out some first downs with your offensive line and jam you all pretty consistently, Coach?
Yes. Yeah, we were able to do that, yep.
When it comes to your football team, what made you the most pleased through week one? When you look back at the film or just kind of look back at your own memories from the game, what kind of puts a smile on your face?
I think the biggest thing just puts a smile on my face is just kids are just playing, being competitive. And I think the biggest thing is when guys mature, and when something bad happens, we talk about it a lot. It's never going to be perfect. I think we had scored in the next play, next drive. I think the first play Plattsburgh had scored, and just nobody even panicked. We just moved on and acted mature, and just came back out, got the ball, and did our thing. So it was, I just think, just makes me just proud just watching kids, and I say mature. I'm not saying that they've ever acted poorly. I'm just saying they're just, the game's coming to them a little slower. They're just a little more veteran. They're a little more, know what to expect. They're just growing up.
Was that... I don't have the stats in front of me per se, but I know, as I said, Jamil Pagan got the ball a lot. Was it pretty balanced, the number of carries between him and Dominic, or did you kind of lean from one to the other in the ball game?
It was somewhat close to balance, but we also threw the ball a little bit more too. So it was just you just have to see how the game plays out. Certain games play out certain ways.
Yeah. Where has Ryan improved himself as a thrower this year, Coach?
I'm sorry, Tom, what was that?
Where has Ryan improved himself as a thrower, especially in his junior year?
I just think you're just always a little bit more, you're older, and just you just understand kind of the entire offense, the package as time's gone on. It's just increased a little bit. You just understand a little bit.
Where did Plattsburgh impress you? Where did they really challenge you last week, Coach?
Well, I just think they're a real competitive group of kids. They're they've got good athletes at all skill positions. They have a really good, sizable line of young men up there blocking and up on the defensive line as well. And they just kept competing all night long, and that's. Hats off to Jeff getting those guys continually playing through as the game wore on.
As it comes to your football team, did you come out of week one healthy?
Pretty much for the most part. We had a young man that strained a neck a little bit, but I think he's going to be fine. So for the most part, we're healthy.
So the Mark Twain Tigers is a team that you've seen a couple of times over the last couple of years in non-conference play, Coach. What do you see from Mark Twain on film this year?
Well, they return basically everybody, and they have a couple running backs that are just 1-2 punch, outstandingly fast, good size. Jeff City track speed, I mean, All-State track speed. They can run well, run hard. Their kids up front are big, competitive, and that's going to be, I hope, to a certain advantage of ours. We've kind of had to go up against a little of that already. It's been week one, and so, and plus these kids have seen a lot, just from our course of a couple of years up front, because, a lot of our kids up front are, really count on, too. We've got some sophomore guys up there that are got three underclassmen still on our offensive line, and we've just been battled and tested a little bit. So in the past, we've already been that way week one. And then, I just think it's going to help us a little bit, and we'll just continue to go out there and we'll go and compete because, Mark Twain has been a very good football program over the last few years. And this is a team that I think is, they were kind of rebuilding a little bit. We're very similar. We run a lot on balance. We'll try to outnumber you. They do that, too, and just try to wear you out. So it's just going to come down to see who wants to wear each other out the most and who can hitch up their trousers and louse the longest and who's, paid the price to, get that W.
I know from basketball last year what a special student athlete that he can be in Hunter Shaw, and he's kind of the type of player, too, that when he played well, well, it really made the Wildcats go. How best are you trying to utilize Hunter's skill set on your football team, Coach?
We utilize him quite a bit. He caught a big pass for us last week, and we've kind of added to that arsenal as well. With Hunter, Hunter was kind of a lone man last year as far as the only guy we had. We've also can add Eddie Gonzalez to that as well this year. So we've got a little more balance other than just a single threat out there. But yeah, Hunter is a year older, you're stronger in the weight room. Just a lot stronger, understands what we're doing, knows how to get open, knows how to do the things he's got to do, catches the ball well, and does a great job, understanding teams' defenses as well when it comes to when he's on defense, understanding the other team's offenses as well.
One of the conversations, a lot of coaches have just brought this up earlier this season, is the correlation between having guys who are just not going through the motions, but they're getting the job done in the weight room, and there's a lot of kids moving through that weight room. And that sends a good message, and obviously it leads to a lot of wins on Friday night. How's the program with the Wildcats, Coach? You got a lot of kids that are doing a lot of good things in the weight room?
We've had a really, good winter, and it's not just the summer. I mean, if you're just counting on the summer, I don't know how much planning you think on. You're really going to get stronger in somewhere around 30 workouts. You've got to continually, get into a preseason lifting mode, but that off season was, we had a lot of kids in our weight classes and have done good strides and taken the proper things and heading through that. Even while a lot of these guys were in basketball, they were all in our weight classes. So, we've had, no excuses. Kids have really done a pretty good job with that, and they juggle their work in the summer a little bit, but I told them the big thing we've got to really focus on is throughout that winter time. In that spring, we've got a lot of kids running track too, and out for other sports, and still getting that lifting in. And it's a starting point. It tells you where their investment point is and what they want to get involved with. And it's still I've seen some kids that can lift a lot of weights too, and they get out in the field. It's can still be a little, still new to them or whatever, but we've done really well there, Tom, and kids know that's just something that has to get done. But we've got a little investment program that if they want to reap some of those awards, they can get those.
Absolutely,
it's not mandatory, but if they'd like a couple of awards to go along with that, then they will they'll participate. So. We have a lot of participation in that. It's kind of like our captain status type things as well, what we do here. You've got to be involved, and they've got ways of accumulating different things. As I told them, if you were a coach, you wouldn't want anybody captain you if you weren't. They weren't invested either. So the kids have understood that. We've been doing that for 8 seasons now. So they understand their kind of investment program and what we do throughout the whole entire year.
You had a lot of rain move through Sullivan County on Tuesday night. Looked like about 3.5, 4 inches. Did the pit just kind of eat it up? And is it dry again? Or how's the field going to play Friday night?
I think it'll be fine, Tom. I think it soaked it up more than anything. So there's been a little water rationing. We've got green grass, but we haven't never been overwatered anything for starters. Anyway, we've just been watering what's needed. We've kind of gotten through that little, late June, July, where we were, kind of keeping an eye on our water anyway for the way we hadn't rained, but we were able to do what we needed to do and not overkill. And I just know our practice field's in pretty good shape, and heck, it was it soaked it up really good.
Mark Twain, Milan, that should be one of the good non-conference matchups across the region on Friday night. That will be a 7 o'clock kick from Cal Hubbard Field. Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you and the Wildcats. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Okay, Tom. Thank you very much.